This is KTWH LP at 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. This is Becky Norlean hearing local voices in Two Harbors.
Welcome to Listeners' Voices here on Saturday, January 18th, 2025, episode 40. We're coming close to a year. It'll be February. I looked it up the other day. February 9th, I think, was our first episode. So I'm your co-host for the day, Fran, joined by...
Francis.
Thank you for being here. And the prompt for this episode grew out of a suggestion of a prompt from one of our contributors some time back, and it's kind of an elaboration on that. So it was looking back at the year behind us, 2024, what was good or memorable for you about the last year and or what you're looking forward to this year or what you anticipate, and especially what gives you hope or sustains you as you're looking ahead to what's coming. So, before we launch into that, I'll describe, in case you're listening for the first time, we put out these prompts once every 2 weeks, and people send in their written or recorded responses to it. And I do want to say, this week, all of our submissions are recorded ones, and that part happened partly because Judy, one of our intermittent contributors, usually had submitted hers written, but we worked it out that she could come into the studio and record it. And we would be willing to try to do that. We can't guarantee it, but anyone else who would rather have their submission recorded and don't have a smartphone to do it on or don't understand their smartphone well enough to do it, if you contact us at the same email, our program email is ktwhwriters@gmail.com, writers as in writing, and we can try to work that out.
Another possible way is we might be able to teach or tutor people how to make voicemail messages.
Yes.
Or somehow otherwise submit their either writings or recordings.
Right.
So if you're just trying to figure out the technology of this whole spiel, we want to help you.
Right. And if you're listening on an analog radio at home and don't even have a smartphone to learn on or a computer or anything, give us a call at 218-595-6195, and we will be happy to figure out how you can take part in the program.
Even if it means you write us a postcard and send it to the building or drop it off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Right. And we could invite you in here for your first, if it's your first recording experience of your life, that would be fun. Something to add.
New things to try, everybody.
Yeah, something to cross off your bucket list. You always wanted to be live on the radio or recorded on the radio or whatever. Right, that's the routine. Usually by a day or two before the program, we gather up any submissions we have and sometimes pre-record, sometimes do it live and see what happens. So I explained the prompt for this week, but the next time, 2 weeks from this week, will be February 1st, and that was Francis's responsibility to come up with a prompt, and the prompt is...
Fire. And that's wide open. It's so mm-hmm. many ways you can look at it. Of course, we've got some recent events that deal with fire, but you know, let's let it be wide open. Let's see what you have to say.
Right. We're going, at least for this time, and maybe we'll try to do this going forth, a little kind of minimalist in the prompt, so you can take whatever angle on it you wish, which is always the case, but maybe the less we say, the more variety of ideas might come up.
Yeah, I've got a lot of my own opinions I could feed into that, and I really don't want to do that.
Right, exactly. So we're trying not to plant any ideas.
Motives.
Yeah. So before we get into the responses to today's on looking back and going forth, we had a late submission for the last one about gratitude. Was it gratitude or generosity? It was gratitude, I think.
Gratitude was one of the words. Reciprocity, community.
Right, yeah.
So maybe I flooded people with concepts, words, whatever. But here we have one from Susan H. on gratitude. One of my favorite stories of this community happened a few winters ago. There was a thick, heavy, wet snowfall, and I had just begun the tedious task of clearing my driveway when the rescue pager went off. Someone else had been shoveling and suddenly became unwell, enough for a 911 call. I ran to the rescue garage, and two of us brought our trusty truck up into the hills, far past where the plows had yet been. At the foot of the hill, we collected the ambulance crew. Proceeding further was questionable, and it's much better to bog down a rescue truck than an ambulance. A mile or so later, the rescue truck was belly deep in snow drift. The ambulance crew put on the medical backpacks and started hiking, while we spent the next hour shoveling our truck free. We might still have been there had it not been for a snowblower-equipped local who gave us a lane to pull into when we finally won free. We continued up the hill to find the patient comfortable and a deputy finishing the shoveling. We brought everyone back down to the ambulance and continued back to the rescue garage. I was soaked, cold, and exhausted, and I still had at least 8 inches of wet snow to clear from my own driveway. Except I didn't. While I was gone, my wonderful neighbors finished my work, and I came home to a completely clear driveway and a chance to get warm and put my feet up.
Yay.
Yes.
That's great. I'm sure they're aware of her role on the rescue squad and knew what she was out doing.
So it's funny. I find that people do these things for each other all the time around here, and it is one of the most endearing parts of being here. Not that I expect it being done for me, but I love to see it. And it's just a natural part of it.
Yep. And so you might notice this week in the North Shore Journal, we kind of proposed a mutual admiration society, scratch each other's back thing, because actually we first discovered a submission to their feature called Leave a Trace, which they introduced a few months ago, for people to just send in whatever story they like, I think maybe 500 words roughly or something they might suggest. And we saw Judith Timke's story about her time in Senegal, one aspect of it. And so we do have that recorded. We asked her, we read it in the paper, thought this would be great for our series here at some time. We do have it recorded. If we have time today at the end of the day, we'll play it. But that led me to suggest that any of the Leave a Trace submissions might be appropriate for our show. And vice versa, any of the ones we get that are written might or might not be, but sometimes they're very narrowly defined. But I suggested that we suggest to each other, we'll suggest to our submitters that they might want to submit to Leave a Trace also. And sure enough, this week, Susan's story is in the North Shore Journal.
Fantastic.
This week, yeah. So it's really, really nice to get that shared out there. So now, shifting gears into this week's prompt, looking back at the last year, going forth into the next year, we have a submission from Richmond. And first he sent his recorded voice, which is about a five-minute submission. And then he sent it again with a beautiful music soundtrack in the background. And then I'll tell you something more about it after we listen to this. It's a really nice production here.
This is Richmond responding to the prompt, looking back, going forth. Today, the time and date of this musing is January 7th, 10:20 p.m. Looking back on the day, being in the demonstration forest, following the Knife River, walking on a steady crust of snow through the hardwood forest, making a snowbed was pleasant. Going back further in the year, the things that were the most memorable were staying in a tiny home near Hovland, traveling across the border to Canada and hiking trails in the Pigeon River Provincial Park, getting some great video of High Falls, and then the next day doing the same thing on the Minnesota side. Every evening after hiking, I'd go to a different spot on the big lake, pulling into one of the many pull-off sites where one may drive right up to the shore. Supper and a swim. It was the mid-70s, and the water was comfortable enough. Otherwise, hikes to Fantasia Overlook, up off the west entrance of Teta Gulch, Superior Hiking Trail, Section 13, Sawmill Dome, Split Rock State Park, Day Hill, Corundum Overlook, Split Rock River Loop, Breadloaf Ridge, Gooseberry Falls, swimming up and to and under the falls, making movies of it, hiking every trail in the Demonstration Forest. These were the highlights, memorable. Friends, many memorable times with friends and my sister Leanne, in and out of the woods. This being my fourth year, fifth winter in Two Harbors, I treasure the many friends made. Producing Agate Bay Dream 1, 2, 3, and 4 for KTWH was really special and a big accomplishment, as I'd never done a multimedia ambient music mindfulness theme production before. I learned a lot. All of these events and many more were special. But if you really want to talk memorable, let's talk Fran's fabulous, fantastic blueberry pie with a topping of vanilla Häagen-Dazs. That's memorable. Memorable, too, were all of your responses to the listeners' voices prompts. Hearing your stories broadened my horizons, entertained and nurtured the sense of friendship and community. The years, days, hours, minutes give the illusion of time moving forward and into a new year, when really we're not going anywhere but the ever-present here and now. At 72 years, granted that Providence may continue to bestow good health, I'll be in the woods and by the waters. Whether solo or with the company of others, we shall continue to create moments memorable. Going forth, what sustains me? A healthy diet, water, a good night's sleep, hiking, swimming, the woods, friends, without the company for which and camaraderie of friends, everything would be less sparkle, as it is in these relationships, friendships, that bring forth a sense of belonging. Writing music, making music, making music videos, playing guitar, singing, laughing sustains me. One thing else to mention that sustains is the daily practice of breath mindfulness meditation. It's a simple practice of sitting or lying and bringing one's attention to the breath, and then when one is aware of thinking, to bring attention back to the breath, once again and again and again. It's a funny, quirky little practice to which I was first introduced to 50 years ago. It's how I start my day. The practice calms me to a stillness that helps get me through the day. Sun, earth, air, water, sustaining, bring forth everything to a state of memorable potentiality.
Beautiful, Richard. Yes. If you're not calmed down from listening to that, I don't know what it would take. So I also want to mention, after he sent the second version of this with the music in the background, there's also a video version of this. And I'll just mention his channel. He has he does beautiful nature photography. And this submission is also there, accompanied by photography, some pretty recent. And his channel is Richmond 1952. If you just look for that on YouTube, you can see this as well as others. So really nice work, Richmond. Thank you for sharing it with us. Next up, we have Judy. And she's someone who usually submits written, but the last couple times we've been able to get her in here to record her reading her written submission in her own voice, which we much prefer. So let's hear from Judy.
This is Judy Sawson. I'm responding to the prompt about looking back on 2024 and ahead to 2025. As I look back on 2024, several outstanding events come to mind. Traveling to Indiana with a friend to watch the solar eclipse. 2 days at Crex Meadows, watching sandhill cranes in large flocks take off and land. Camping with friends in a yurt, a camper cabin, and a rather well-equipped house. Gardening and harvesting some delicious produce, green beans, radishes, carrots, squash, then planting garlic to harvest in the spring or summer. 2 new great nieces, one in California named Clover and the other in New York, Lucia. In 2025, I want to remain open to new adventures and opportunities, with possibly a train trip to visit friends and one of the new great nieces, more camping and gardening, and just dealing with all the political craziness which I am expecting.
So this is called Another Wee Niece. That's why I chose this one. I thought that was really fun that Judy has 2 new great nieces, one of whom is named Clover.
Nice.
Do you remember the other one?
Lucia.
Ah, beautiful. Yes.
So very different, but both lovely. Congratulations, mm-hmm. Judy, and your family.
Yeah, so that's Another Wee Niece by the group Night Noise. An album of theirs is called A Different Shore. Okay, and moving on. Oh, well, on the list here I have Becky, but in the playlist I put myself. Yeah. Yeah, I want to save Becky's for later. So we'll play what's next on here. I just didn't correct the paperwork here we're working off of. So this was my submission.
No lead-in?
No lead-in. I can't remember much about it except that... listening to Judy's reminded me, I had written mine out and recorded it yesterday. I'd completely forgotten about the eclipse, so I do mention that in the middle because I was reminded by Judy. So thanks for that, Judy. Looking back, I want to review what stands out for me about the last year as far as things directly impacting my own life. There is virtually nothing about the global or national perspective I can address without taking us into too dark a place for a Saturday morning. But that's not to say these are all rosy things or without connection to some of those global phenomena. For example, the first thing coming to mind is the pathetic winter we had last year, 2023-24. We launched this Listener's Voices venture by addressing that very subject, getting people's opinions and feelings about it. It was certainly not without connection to the wider climate issues we have brought upon ourselves as an advanced industrial civilization. And here we are experiencing another less than optimal winter, so far at least, for the Minnesota winter lovers like myself. The John Bear Grease Sled Dog Race, which had to be canceled last year, has been postponed twice so far this year. It is presently scheduled for early March, assuming snow conditions improve by then. But speaking of listeners' voices, that has certainly been one of the better developments of the year for me. It's a fun collaboration with Frances, sharing the various aspects of producing the show. We aired our first episode on February 10th. After wearing ourselves out doing a show every week, we cut back to alternate weeks and alternating responsibility for most of the work of each show. So far, so good. But we are always looking for more of you out there listening to send in a submission now and then, please. Other milestones of the year. One I forgot to write into this narrative, but the trip to Central Illinois with a good friend to observe the eclipse, the total solar eclipse in April, was definitely a highlight and had its own little stories that the two of us enjoy revisiting that is hard to share with others if you weren't there. You kind of had to be there. It was definitely a good time, not just the eclipse itself, but the whole going and coming back. Okay, another milestone of the year, or highlight of the year, was my trip to Bellingham to visit my brother and our mutual friend John, including a trip to the whole rainforest on the Olympic Peninsula, an area since closed indefinitely due to a road washout in December from persistent torrential rains. That pesky climate change thing again. August brought a great home improvement. My 40-year-old corrugated galvanized roofing needed attention. I was lucky to find a local independent contractor who replaced the third, which has a lesser slope and was rusting in the valleys, and painted the two steeper slopes with industrial paint made from metal and steel surfaces. It looks 100% better now, and it's a great feeling to know my roof is secure for another few decades. But actually, the unspoken, until now, milestone of that development was being willing to pay someone else to do it. I built the cabin in 1982 and 83 with near full-time help from another woman, and I can't think of when I've ever paid someone to do anything there other than drilling a well and installing a propane tank and line to the cabin. But it wasn't a hard decision. I might even hire somebody to clean my chimney next year for the first time, unless I con a younger relative into doing it first. September brought a siblings reunion with Sibs from Denver and Bellingham making the trip to my brother's in Minneapolis, and my Bellingham brother spending a little extra time up here enjoying the surprisingly warm, dry, and beautiful autumn. Probably the cultural highlight of the year was a concert at our local Emmanuel Lutheran Church on November 10th. It featured our own Paul and Mary Kay Dahlin and the group Reprise, playing traditional Swedish folk music, and the Third Coast Chamber Collective, comprised of the region's finest classical musicians, including Aaron Aldrich on violin, which played more contemporary Scandinavian folk music from an album by the Danish String Quartet called Woodworks. That CD is one of my all-time favorites, and to hear my favorite music played by such accomplished artists right here in Two Harbors couldn't have been sweeter. It's probably best not to muse on the year ahead. Friendships, playing my violin, however poorly, and time alone in the woods has sustained me thus far. I'm hoping they are up to the year ahead. So I have some music, not directly from that concert, but a couple short pieces. But I'm not sure that these were played at that concert, but this is Paul Dahlin with a couple of my favorites from the album that his group Reprise recently produced, an actual LP. And then that will be followed by one of my favorite pieces from that CD by the Danish String Quartet. It's the one that they opened that their part of that concert with, in fact, called the Pete Dance. So we'll hear those three back to back here, just because we can, and
yes.
I love them.
Thank you.
Thank you.
So if you tuned in the last few minutes, we didn't defer to the major network classical station. This is the Danish String Quartet from their album Woodworks, the Peat Dance. This is the song they opened their concert on November 10th with at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. And it really gets people's attention. And I remember the pastor there introduced the whole concert, and he said when the group had come to practice earlier in the day, he was out back in his office working on something, and they started practicing. I don't know if it was this, probably. And he jumped out of his chair. It's just like it kind of electrified him, and he had no idea what to expect, I guess. And
it's a lovely dance reel. I can see people doing folk dance.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Peat Dance. So, some of my favorite music, and I couldn't believe how lucky I was that Aaron Aldridge and group came to Two Harbors to perform some of it for us. Okay, well, next up, we have a submission from Becky, and there are a couple lines out of this that I'm going to try to remember that really stood out to me. It's only a couple minutes, and then we'll have a song to follow that I'll explain, but let's hear from Becky next.
The prompt this week is looking back, looking forward. At Thanksgiving, I made a big push and cleared off the dining room table for the first time in quite a few years. I dealt with some things, but many more things went into yet another couple of boxes that I need to go through. But somehow I feel like I've uncorked something, and I feel like I have momentum to do this. So I'm looking forward to this whole process of going through the papers. And a lot of them can just go to shredding or go to recycling. But I need to see them once more to do what I call appreciate and release. So there's a lot of looking back involved in having someday arrive. All of the things that I said, I will look at them again someday. So, well, bit by bit, I'm going to let that happen and let someday happen, and let those things be gone. It may be a multi-year project, but I feel like I have something going. I feel like it's going to keep on, just a little at a time. I've only done a very small bit since the holidays because I've focused on the holidays, and I'm very pleased with the idea of letting myself look back at all of the parts of my life that are in these papers and photos and everything else, and let most of it go and make smaller boxes of what I want to look at again for memories. Thank you.
I love that submission, Becky. It's a real different take on the subject. And I loved the line, what was I wrote down? Yeah, appreciate and release. That's, I have a piles of things myself, as Becky does, to deal with at home. And things, that's exactly the thing. You want to appreciate them once more before you get rid of them, and depending on the size of the piles. But, and it, as she said, it's kind of looking forward to looking back. She's looking forward to looking at those things in the past and then for them being in the past and moving on. So I like to, find a song to match people's submissions, like the Wee Niece song for Judy. And I was searching in our music library here and found one called The Backward Song, which happens to be by Arna Renen. Our host of the Nordic Roots Now, Then and Now program that airs on Monday mornings at 10 o'clock, and it's repeated sometime on the weekend, one of our anchor shows. But Arna now lives in Norway, and isn't producing new shows right now. She did produce one this winter when she was visiting from out of town, but it was especially appropriate because Becky is a big fan of Arna's, listens regularly when she can to the Nordic Roots program. But the song is entirely in Norwegian, so I had no idea what it was or what it was about. So last night, about 7:30, I think, I emailed Arna, having no idea when or how often she looks at her email, if she would get it being over in Norway. But lo and behold, this morning she had a response, because I was just wondering about the song. She said, "It's a traditional song of jest from Hallingdal. The refrain is, I laughed, I fell, and dreamt last night that everything is upside down and turned around." And her favorite line from the song is, "The moon was crowing, the stars were singing, and the rooster was glowing in the field." So kind of a backward in a different sense, but I loved that I found this and can share it here for Becky and all the rest of you listeners.
Jeg beisla mi støvel og sala mi sverd, dag batt jeg mer fra sida. Så rodde meg ut til Kattemords ferd, for å standa den farlige stria. Jeg låg og jeg datt, jeg drøymde i natt. Jeg tykte den visa var bakevendt ratt, og reven var rau, og i korn var snau. Det var to dyr ut i skogen, det sto to i korn og tande en bjørn, for det ville vel han for plogen. Jeg lå og jeg datt, jeg drømde i natt. Jeg tykte den visa var bakevendt. Han braut som å lauvet av greinar, og i korne på havet.
So once again, that was Arna Rennan from the album Nordic Shores, and the song is The Backward Song. Thank you, Fran, for introducing me to all of these wonderful, more obscure, beautiful music pieces.
Yeah, my pleasure. It was really fun to find that for Becky, and especially fun to hear back from Arna overnight.
Yeah, lucky you.
Yeah, yeah. So I didn't have time to explain to her why I was asking. But actually, I may do that. I may even send her Becky's submission.
So maybe she's listening to the show.
Oh, could be. Right. Yeah, it's just late afternoon there. She could be. I don't know that she's even aware of it. But she could catch the rerun on Monday night. This show is repeated, 9 o'clock on Monday evenings, and when it would be probably about 3 or 4 in the morning at where she is. So I kind of doubt she'll get up for it. But well, lastly, among our submissions, we'll hear from Frances and whatever you have to say about it to lead into it or not.
I recorded this here in the studio this morning right before we all got together on our present show. So it was just off the top of my head. And here we go. The subject that Fran chose for this show was looking back, going forward. I specifically avoided this topic because it's so loaded. In our time now, it seems everything's so grave and everybody's rather upset one way or the other. And we're all still inhabiting this place together. And it reminds me of other year ends and year beginnings that I've practiced looking back and trying to take stock of the year before and how it fit into my goals for the period of time, and I always seem to be missing the mark. But we have to go through these practices, and looking forward, making goals for ourselves personally, and what we're going to do in our lives, and how does that get us to the end of our lives, really? Because we're all gonna eventually be gone, and what do we want to do while we're here? So there are some specifics that I look back and mostly it's about regret and what I didn't do. We have a habit of doing that. Very, very often I cannot look back and say, oh, I accomplished this and I did that. And isn't that great? But one of the things I was recently reminded about is that I wish I had gone to the solar eclipse with Fran and another person who went. And I had let all kinds of reasonings stop me from doing that, and I could have figured it out. I could have solved that problem, and I didn't. And I think what it ends up meaning to me is that I've got these two subjects, fear and anger. And those two subjects tend to stop me from doing the things that I want to do, need to do, and enjoying the present moment, which is also another goal of mine, is someday I will be able to be present and enjoy the present moment and let go. Let go of what? Let go of fear and anger. Very recently, I sent my daughter home to Los Angeles after her Christmas time here, which was lovely for both of us. And then the fires happened, and I spent, altogether a week of anxiety, fear, anger, and helplessness, really. She's fine, other than the air that she's still breathing to this day. But my fear was that the winds would change, things would pick up, and her area would be overcome with fire, and she wouldn't get out. That did not come to pass. And we're supposedly not supposed to fear things before they happen. We just deal with things that have happened and go forward. And that's very clear-headed and balanced way to live. But how do we do it? And I did not succeed last week. But now that she's safe, I can calm myself down and focus on, yes, I was supposed to be able to let things go. I was supposed to be able to be calm. But that's our challenge in life. And we are faced always, every year, with things that we have to deal with. And the Stoic British saying of keep calm and carry on, easier said than done. But nevertheless, that is our task. And for all the doom and gloom that I keep hearing daily, sometimes hourly, you can't succumb to it. We have to keep calm and we have to carry on. And I have to determine what is most important to me. And that is the love of my favorite people and my community. And we have to figure out a way to carry on together. And I'm here for it. And I wish you all the best in 2025. There will be good. There will be bad. And we will be here to deal with it. Good luck, everybody.
Think I'd pass. Can't
could both sit here and sing along with this.
Both. All the way through.
Right. Yeah, it's a favorite of both of ours. And I guess you grew up with it in your
I did.
Family. Uh-huh. 1973. Oh, that's interesting. Yeah. Well, I did want to say you've come a long way with overcoming at least one of your fears. Before we started this program, it was impossible practically to get Frances to record anything or appear for her voice to be go out to the world.
It was not on my radar that my voice would be on the air, that I would be even asked or interested or somehow have the space to do radio. So if it can happen for me, you know, it can happen for you guys too.
And right.
We would love for other people to experience what it's like.
Right.
Not just the terror, but the actual the joy that comes from it later.
Right. And then you could even, if you don't like what the product that ended up, we can teach you how to edit and
yes.
how to make it something that you do like. But yeah, it's definitely possible to overcome one's fears and anger. And let's see.
You were going to say something about that, huh?
Well, that's what I said about you coming over. Is that what you meant?
Oh yes. You were going to talk about the radio, yeah.
Yeah, so we have a couple of, so that's all of our submissions, but I had a couple other ideas about looking back and looking forward. And let's see, this was so the Washington Post had an article that claimed to identify 24 good things about the year past. And so I'm going to share them with you quickly. Some of them definitely we can all agree were good things, but some of them are controversial. So I won't need the details. We'll just go through them here. Pandas are back in Washington at the Washington Zoo, presumably. I think everybody can agree that was good.
The zoo, yes.
Yeah. The biggest election year in history. This is worldwide. More than 4 billion people. About half the world's population live in countries where major elections took place this year. And good turnouts and stuff, I guess, too. Many firsts for diversity in Congress. Most of us would think that this is a good thing, I think. Although it does touch on the DEI subject, which has become controversial. But and the popularity of women's sports soared.
Wow.
Yay. The Olympics were more competitive.
More so?
More nations earned places on the podium during this year's Olympic Games in Paris. A promising sign for growing global prosperity. Okay. Notre Dame was repaired. Now, that could be controversial, but we won't go into that. But since they did it, I'm glad they finished it. And it had
there's a great documentary on Netflix, too, so go watch it.
Interesting. Okay. Prisoners were released. There was this big hostage exchange. I think that's what, released from Russian captivity. I won't try to pronounce their names, but long overdue releases. That was a big deal negotiated in the last year. In South Korea, democracy survived a tough test. I could talk a lot about that.
So far.
Right, exactly.
So far.
It's still a work in progress, yeah. And the way the opposition is handling things, they're actually kind of reversing the tide a little bit there.
That's still a hot prospects.
Yeah. So interesting tracking that ongoing.
Sweden joined NATO. I thought that we're already in NATO.
No, was a big deal. And then Finland, let's see, follows Finland's last year. Okay, right. So that's all new since the war in Ukraine. Assad's regime fell in Syria. I think almost all of us would think that's a good thing.
Depends on what it's replaced with. And that's another ongoing situation there.
True.
We don't really know.
Right. Thailand legalized same-sex marriage. In my book, that's a good thing. The total solar eclipse helped us pause for a moment. Yes, that was a good thing for a lot of people. NASA launched a probe to investigate Europa, which is
the moon.
Yeah, the moon of Jupiter. Most interesting moon. It's a 5.5-year journey. Wow. In a boost for nuclear energy, the ADVANCE Act passed. That's kind of negotiable. artificial intelligence improved has proved invaluable to healthcare.
All these double-edged swords.
Exactly right. Yeah, the U.S. economy is doing better than it feels.
Sure it is.
We can all feel good about this. Youth vaping fell to its lowest level in a decade.
Oh, yes.
And the obesity crisis might have plateaued. It hasn't necessarily gotten better, but maybe it's plateaued. This is good. Overdose deaths declined sharply.
Yes.
More states moved to ban legacy admissions, meaning you automatically get into a university because your parents were there, I think. Mm. Communities came together after deadly hurricanes. Yes, that's good. Washington rediscovered the uniting power of its own football team. Okay.
Washington State?
No, Washington, D.C. Mm. They're, unexpected return brought local fans back to the stands. And there's some big deal about
non-news to me.
Yeah, I know. You didn't know that. Wasn't on your radar. Mm. Ranked choice voting prevailed in Alaska. That could be controversial, too. Okay. Well, really, I heard a good... I assumed it was a good thing, and then there is a good argument against it as well.
You could put anything on a list, I guess.
Yeah.
We had some good things happen.
We did, yes. Yep, some of those are undeniably good. And so then this is interesting. Predictions about the future, but these are predictions that were made in 1925 about 2025. And some of them came true and some of them haven't. Women will dress logically in one-piece suits. Is that happening?
It happened for a while. It has occurred. When I was in the corporate world, there were women in one-piece suits.
Okay. People will live to 150. Not
everybody.
Yeah, no. There will be nothing to laugh at. That's sad.
Ooh, ooh.
That definitely is not the case still. Things might be...
We may have lost a little bit of our sense of humor, but it's key to us going
surviving.
Forward.
Surviving, exactly, right. Yep, that's what sustains us. Food will be delivered by tubes from communal kitchens. And then the source of this said, well, they're half right, by Uber Eats.
Mm-hmm.
You can get food delivered. Giant planes will fly 50 passengers between London and Paris in only a couple of hours.
How many were on the Concorde? Were there 50 seats?
The Concorde? Before. You mean the
it's been,
supersonic thing?
Yeah.
Oh,
it's
oh,
been
there
retired.
Must have been more than that.
Yeah.
But now, just passengers, most have hundreds, and they do that trip, London to Paris, in an hour and 20 minutes now. But they had the right idea.
Mm-hmm.
Crime will be treated as a disease. That's kind of interesting. Baldness.
It actually is on the radar of the WHO. Crime is a disease.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. I'm going to have to speed it up a little here. People will be awakened by radio alarm clocks. They nailed that one. Baldness will be almost universal. No. San Francisco will be the greatest city in the world. Well, it's a good city, but we will run out of oil while we're on our way. Smoking will be a thing of the past. Don't we wish?
Yes.
Books will be printed on nickel leaves and contain 30,000 pages.
What?
I don't know what they mean by that, but if you look at a flash drive and how much can you know, and I think there's nickel in a lot of our electronic things. I don't know what they were thinking, but they kind of got the idea
close.
There. Yeah. Canada will have a population of 100 million. Actually, right now, its population is 41.4 million. Banking and burglary will be wireless.
That's
totally true, right? There will be a wheat shortage. And I got various responses from that when I looked into that one. But especially since the war in Ukraine, there definitely are areas
there will be this year.
Yeah. And lastly, speakers will be able to address the entire world at once. That's totally true. And, quote, the unification of the human race, end quote, will be complete.
Mm.
Haven't made that one quite yet. Well, this has been fun.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah, and we'll remind people of the prompt for 2 weeks from today, February 1st, will be our next show. And if you can get your responses in by that Thursday, the 30th of January, about...
Fire.
Wherever you want to take that. So we will get back to it. We have about 45 seconds here before we launch back to the rest of the day's programming. And so I'll just have a quick minute here maybe to tell you what's going on with the weather. Just be careful. It's going to be really, really cold for the next 3 days.
It's my first brush with such cold weather, so.
Ah, right, yeah. You've lived a lot of different places, but you haven't had 50 blow wind chills before.
Okay. Heard about it.
It is 6 above right now, and that's about as warm as it's going to get today, down to 13 below tonight. And a high of 2 below Sunday, a high of 5 below on Monday, all the way up above zero, a high of 1 on Tuesday. But the winds will be carrying on that whole time, so the wind chills will get significantly colder. All right. Thank you for joining us. And go to our email, or go to it. Send us an email, ktwhwriters@gmail.com. Ask us any questions, send in submissions, whatever you want to do.
Join our email list.
Yes. We'll put you on. You get a weekly prompt and reminder of what we would like to hear from you about.